Blog Talk Radio. Amen and amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, evangelist team, to the mothers, to the praise team, to the intercessors, to our youth, men, ADM frontline, to our women's team, members, women's team. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, Mauritania, morning. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Oregon, Michigan, Illinois, Oregon. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning. Good morning. And good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the mud and the miry clay. Oh, yes, it was God this morning that touched each and every one of us with his finger of love, gave us new life, new health, new strength. Oh, yes, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. And as we look around, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken, but everything is fitly and jointly into place on today. So as we bow down before the throne of God on this morning, giving him the praise, giving him the honor and the glory and all of the thanks for all of his many attributes on his children, God, we say thank you. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you this morning?
God bless you, Pastor Smith, on this blessed morning. I'm truly blessed in the Lord. Just thanking him just for another day. First of all, I give Jesus Christ the honor who's the head of my life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread as we forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive our debtors. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come this morning to you, to the throne of thanksgiving, God, just thanking you, Lord, for another day's journey, God, another day's journey that you have allowed us to see, in the name of Jesus. First, I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple. I give honor to Letitia Spencer. I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and every one that's tuned in this morning, all over the world. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We just thank you, God, because we realize, God, you didn't have to do it, but you did it. It's not in the name of Jesus, God. And that's enough for us to glorify you. Thank you, God, just for another day's journey, God. We realize somebody didn't wait this morning. Oh, God, but about say you had mercy and grace, God, just to touch us one more time, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you this morning for the journey, God. Continue to stretch us, God, in a mighty way, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue to let us encourage ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, don't let us give up or don't let us look back. Oh, but God, let us keep our eyes on you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Saying hallelujah, hallelujah this morning. Giving you all the glory, God, this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to lift our babies up. We lift our babies up to you, God, that you continue to strengthen them, to shield and protect in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you for them, God, for saving them at a young age, filling them with your precious Holy Ghost. Out of our son of the high. God, we pray, God, that you continue to lead them and the way that they need to go in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We lift up every man, male, whatever, send that woman, female, up to you today, God. Remember, say, God, we ask that you continue to let them stay up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, Lord. Let them cry loud like a trumpet this morning. And the mighty name is out of our son, out of our heart. Oh, God, let them cry like never before. You're too high. Share for prevails of our son, out of our yes, it shall out of our son now. The truth shall be real, God. It shall come out like never, no other truth in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, for being this mind regulator for us, God. The hard things, Lord, the most of all, God. Let us love like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us join hands together. Let us send it over high. That nothing can get in the book. Nothing can go out and nothing can come in. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us send us. Let us be great gatekeepers, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. How we thank you because you two have brothers from a mighty long way, God. So this morning, about sitting there, hey, Lord, I pray about sending the Lord, your love in the atmosphere, God, about sending that, your peace in the atmosphere, God. And I come to the most, your deliverance, and I come down. Breakthrough this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everybody stand high. Oh, God, I'm going to say, hey, even open your people's ears that they may hear your voice, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, break that heart this morning about Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When your word comes forth about Sunday, it will hit their hearts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning for another amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like us, God. We thank you this morning, God, about that. We thank you for your healing power, God. Once more, by your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus, God. So when you said that, celibate, come out of us. So thank you this morning, God. I lift every member of our standard up to you this morning, God. Every leader that is, God. Strength, Lord, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead and guide them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. Oh, God, don't let them get weary and weary of doing all of our son now. Oh, let them keep on marching. Let them keep on walking. Let them shy, saying, Jesus, how do I stand now? Hold his name up this morning. His name is Jesus. How do I stand now? Mighty power. Mighty in battle. Because you see, he never allows a battle by heart. He never allows a battle. No more said that. We get, sometimes we forget. He said that he will be with us always. He won't forsake us. So whatever we go through this morning, how do I stand now? He's there with us. Think about stand now. Thank you, Lord, this morning. How about Sunday? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, continue to hold us in your loving arm, God. Continue to lead us in the path of righteousness. For the name's sake, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. We lift up the sick and the shattered, God. We lift up the homeless this morning, out of my sight now. We lift up the sinner man this morning, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you draw the sinner man. Draw near to you, God, of us. The one that says that the kind of about is no God. Oh, God, about the middle of God. Oh, but God, this morning I lift them up to you, God. And you let them know that you're still here, that you're still a deliverer, that you're still a maker, God, of no way. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, about the middle of God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. How about stand now? Hallelujah this morning, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. I'm going to send you the book and move us out the way, God. And let your will be done in our life, God. Use us for your glory this morning, God. We yield these vessels to you, God, and saying yes to your will. Yes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, sake of our son, now. These saints, we ask you this morning, God. In the name of the Father, the Most Son, now. The Son and the precious Holy Ghost, Son of our son, now. In Jesus' name, we pray this morning. Have your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
your way this morning. Father God, send forth now your anointing, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. The rest rule in every area, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
International.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning.
Yes.
Because we know that we come this far by faith in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That when you sit down, your Holy Spirit
will send us
to take care of everything, every need, every comfort, every gift. That's a miracle sign and wonder this morning. Lord God, we say thank you.
Yes,
we say thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming. To lead, to guide, to renew, to reposition. To put back the children, Holy Spirit, God's children, on this morning. So we thank you. And we
thank
praise
you, Lord.
And we glorify you now.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. You see, we can do nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ.
Yes, Lord.
On this
night.
So pour out your anointing.
Yes, Lord.
And locust. Pour it out upon us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Upon our hair. Upon our thought process. Pour your
Lord Jesus.
Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Let it rejuvenate each and every one of us, right? Hey, glory. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Touch us in our mind, Holy Spirit. Of everything right in the name of Jesus. And we're going to thank you, and we're going to praise you. For who you are, from the Father to the Son, oh glory, to come down to see about us, children of Almighty God, we say thank you. Now, Lord Jesus, we say have your way. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for everything, oh Lord Jesus, that you do. Even now, touch that one, Father, Lord Jesus, they're standing in the words of the disciples for their life. Touch them right now, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Renew them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Stir up all your power and your anointing in them right now, in the name of Jesus, from the north, south, east, and the west. Lord Jesus, we ask that you have your perfect will and your perfect heart take us a little bit higher in you. You have the will, Lord Jesus. And we thank you on this morning. And we praise you on this night. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you are still blessed. We are still blessed in the power of Almighty God. On this morning, this wonderful and faithful Thursday morning, praise God. And what a way it is, oh glory, hallelujah, when it is peace in the presence of Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ on this morning. Once again, Lord God, we say thank you. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. On Deacon Joe Jackson, that's going to bring us a word from the living God, a living word to you and to me. Good morning, Deacon Joe Jackson.
Good morning, Pastor Smith. How are you?
Good morning. Les.
I'll be coming from the book of Psalms. I'll be coming from verses 2 through 12. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The king of the earth sets themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us boast their bonds against the test, away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs, and the Lord holds them in discretion. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have let my king of Zion on the holy hill. I will tell of the street. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the end of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them into pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O king, be wise, be warned, O ruler of the earth, serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. For his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed be all who take refuge in him. The Lord must always be praised. He must hold in high and praise him, because he has given us so much, so many blessings, so many things. He carries us. He gives us joy, he gives us peace and love. He catches us in the morning and wakes us up. He let us lay down at night and rest. He takes care of all our problems, because I give all problems over to him. The Lord is mighty in battle, and he's merciful and graceful. Give all your cares to the Lord on this day, for you should not have problems. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Giving all your problems over to him. And praise his holy name, because he feels the blessing of us. No matter what you go through, he can always come on the earth. Amen. One of the Psalms of David, that he understood who God was and is, the people, so we should be the same. Give him the faith, give him the honor, the glory, and the thanks for all things. Because he left us to go through and to endure. Amen. We thank God for speaking, amen, for living the word of God this morning, amen. And at this time now, we're going to turn things over to our old pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor. Good morning.
Hey, God bless everyone. God bless you all. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Deacon. God bless everyone. How are you all doing this morning? Amen.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. Everyone can hear me clearly?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, amen. God bless you all, my families and friends all over the world. It's always a pleasure, my God, to praise God and commune with the Lord with you every morning. This is what I'm talking about. This is how you feed your spirit. This is how you keep things going. This is how you stay in alignment with God. I don't know about you, because, you know, you can engage into any other conversations or any thing that you choose to want to, but one thing about it, once you start your morning off or start your day off, matter of fact, start the whole day off or continue in the whole day, my God, communing into the things of God, you cannot but receive nothing positive. Everything should be positive that you should receive in your life. I give honor to the Spirit of Christ who the head of my life, and I thank God for what he is doing, my God, within us, in us, out of us, through us, in us, all that, all around us, and we just thank God for what he is doing. Amen. It is a blessing. Send a shout out to my wife, and we thank God for her, and also the ADM family. We thank God for you, and I bless God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing what God is doing, and it is a blessing that he is, my God, taking us and delivering us and everything that is going on with us, transition in and out of us, and we just God the praise. And I'm telling you right now, my saints of God, are you ready for God has for you? And I know many of you, you are engaging into the things of God. You're engaging into the word of God. It should be a hunger like never before, impregnated the peoples of God, my God, with the word, or trying to seek or pull more things for the God, because God is getting ready to do another transition, another release. Amen. Of you, you've probably been experiencing another level, another move where you're going to begin to disconnect for certain things and disconnect for certain people. Yes, it's going to bother you, but at the end of the day, go ahead and follow the Lord, because your steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Your steps are ordered by the Lord, because every level as you get higher, my God, sometimes we have a tendency as people, you know, we have we care, we got this heart, we got this care, we got this love, regardless if it's things that is really don't mean no good to us or don't have no value to, for us in our life, we have a tendency to go back and try to embrace it. We'll go back and try to connect to it, amen? And sometimes God got to bring a wedge in between to bring a separation for you to keep elevating or you can keep going. You got to understand not everybody in your life or not everybody around you going to continue or be able to go with you. You probably had a buddy on last year, but you and your buddy, my God, on this year got so much of disconnect, my God, that it's in your life because you decide to grow and the other one decide to stay. But I'm telling you right now, as you keep growing into the things of God, it's going to blow your mind. Let me slow down for a second, because I got some listeners and leaders at different things, my God, at different parts. They want to get back to the faith, my God. Pastor Smith gonna stir them all up on yesterday and last night, and we're gonna jump back into it. For those that I'm trying to take my time, and we're gonna dive into some things, because it was an eye opener for some of your pastors. Amen. It was an eye opener for you, a moment of some of the nuggets that got sold out there and got passed out there. And we just want to go ahead. I want to go ahead and break it down some more so you can really catch the revelation and begin to walk into this thing like never before, because we begin to, I think that sometimes we'll begin to act into black magic. We'll begin to work into the arts of black magic without understanding or while knowing that you really operated into the arts of black magic. Amen? Sometimes, you know, things that we do in ignorance because we don't know, because this is what people taught us. This is what the interpretation is. This is what we've seen. And we'll begin to practice this stuff over time, over time, over time. You know, but some things, if you can really just take a step back and you really look at it, you can really conceive that it's just common sense. It's just common sense, you know. I always give this illustration always gave this illustration right here. If I had a car lot and I own a car lot and that is the way I take care of my family, my car lot is the way that selling cars is the way I take care of my family. It's the way I take care of the Lord's business. It's the way I take care of everything. The finances that I get for selling cars is the way I take care of different things. My God Almighty, this is my bread and butter. Now here I got a Christian or somebody that is in ministry. They come on my car lot. They want to lay hands on a car that they say the Lord told them that it's theirs. So they're going to lay hands on it by faith. By me being a car salesman, I don't know what they're doing. I'm thinking that they're touching, they're checking it out. So now I go over there. I ask them. I say, okay, you know, you like this car? Yes, I like it. This car costs this much. Oh, wow, it costs this much. How much do you have on this car? I don't have anything. My Father in heaven done told me that this is my car, and I'm laying hands on it by faith, and I'm going to take my car. Amen. I don't know with you, but I think that probably been an insult for you as a Christian. This is your business. This is how you feed your family. This is how you take care of your home. This is what you make a living for. This is how you keep, if you got a ministry, you keep the things of church running. You might look at it and say, well, that's just one person. Well, how about this? How about if it's got thousands of people in the body of Christ is being getting taught this principle, then you got these hundreds of thousands of people running to call off, running to different places, amen, to where they get trying to get, now the body of Christ is beginning to be labeled of individuals that want something for nothing, want something for free. They want something. Hey, I'm a child of God. We feel as though we have this entitlement because of the way the word done been dissected to us, and this is what we believe. No, I'm sorry. We got to put it back in the proper context, amen. God wants you to have faith in him. It's in the will of God, and it's in the promises of God. It's not in the natural things, amen. You got to be careful of how we doing things or how we dealing with this. You got to say, my God, my, you get on the journey. Let's go back to the car illustration again. Let's look at the car illustration again. Say, for instance, that I see a vehicle that I want. I go to the car lot. I'm shopping. Number one, I'm shopping. I went up there with something in my pocket. I didn't go up there broke. I didn't go up there busted. I didn't go up there disgusted. Number one, I didn't go up there. I went up there with something in my pocket. I didn't go up there, well, I'm going to have to get on a payment plan, even though they give me this car with no money down, how I'm going to pay for the car next month. Well, I'm sorry. The Bible tells me the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. The blessings don't come and bring you stress like that. It don't come and overtake you. Oh, my goodness. Now you got to worry about the devil. You're worrying about this here. Now you got transportation. You don't got up in church. Don't told these people that God don't bless me this stuff. God don't gave me this stuff. Now, next thing you know, you can't pay the bill. Here come a tow truck. Every tow truck driver going to look like the repo driver. Amen. Starting to come and repo these people's stuff, right? So now we go up on the same call out. I got money in my pocket. How much you got in your pocket? I probably say, for instance, I got $2,500 in my pocket. I'm believing God that I'm going to get me a car. Amen. I'm not coming up there expecting something for nothing. If God is a blessing God and God is my God, he understands economic of supply and demand. It's a business thing, amen? It's a business strategy. It's what it is. So now I go to the car salesman. I see this nice car. Here I am looking at something. I'm not trying to purchase something out of my means. And that's something that happened with the saints of God. And we begin to translate faith as ill. And we put a fragrance over faith now to capitalize living out of your means. You know, living out of your means. Girl, don't worry about it. God's going to get it. You got to count up the cost. So, you know, if he's going to give it to you, like Pastor Smith was saying the other day, last night, let faith work for you. Amen. Let faith. You don't have to work for it. That's when you become a hustle. You become a hustler. You ain't walking in faith. You just having a hustle going on. Amen. You let faith favor worked for you, then favor will pay the bill. Or favor said, you don't need no more money. This is all you need. You don't need this. Because why? The favor of the Lord. I wasn't going looking for it. I wasn't trying to hustle for it. I was doing this. So the car salesman come up to you, nice luxury car, and the car salesman say, oh, you like this car? You can tell the truth. Yeah, I like this car. Yeah, I really do like it. So the car salesman said, well, this is how much it costs, and this is how much it's down. Well, I'm sorry. I was just looking at it. I like it. You know what I mean? I don't have that much of money down. How much you have? I don't have that type of money down. How much you have down? Well, I have about $2,500. Oh, you do? Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go here. Let's see what we can do. Let me see how can I work something with. You got to give God something to work with. Even if the Bible say having faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. In other words, I'm giving God something to work with. You can't just get up there with a thought or get up there with nothing to work with. That ain't how it works. You are running a hustle game. And a lot of saints of God is practicing in witchcraft and practicing things out of ignorance because they really don't know. Y'all hear me? You really don't know. And we're using faith now, and it's being taught as a blanket, my God, for people of God to live out of your means. Now, come on, to live out of your means. God, listen, you got to stay in your means. One thing about God, this is what he says. Let me give you another scenario to help you back. Then we're going to dive a little bit into the word, got scratched it a little bit, and we're going to move on. Watch this. Here come another scenario. You want a house, okay? You got a house. God no gave you. God no spoke to you. You listen to the principles, what pastor said. You believe the promise of God, all right? You in God's will, amen. You're doing everything faithful. You're giving, my God, you're giving to your best of your ability. You're doing everything faithful. You're doing things in the God. God spoke to you, say, son, daughter, it's time for you to move. Okay, it's time for me to move. What things you going to do? Number one, you're going to trust the word of God. So now what you're going to do, you're going to begin to look. You're going to begin to look for the place, look for the location, look for the area. This is the way, this is the area where you have to apply. Apply what? Counting up the cost. Y'all hear me? You have to apply counting up the cost. Amen? Count up the cost. You understand that you are your income is bringing in so much money. And here you're looking at an $800,000 house. Where you don't have an $800,000 house, you have an $800 a month payment of your budget. Y'all hear me? So you got to count up the cost. God told me to go and move, and I got my faith that I could get this $800,000 house. My God, do you think the salesman is not going to knock it? No, the salesman ain't going to knock it because it's the salesman's job to make sure you get it. Because once the bank give you the loan, or once the bank begin, or the lender begin to give to the borrower, now the salesman or the middle person is out of the way. Whatever you do with it, whatever you tell them, if you can keep it, that's on you. That's your problem. I'm taking my commission and I'm getting up out of here. Well, let me tell you something. The enemy is acting like the salesman with so many saints. Amen? He's connecting you with the lender, and now once the deal is made, he get his commission, he get on out the way because we have not counted up the cost. If I was in a church, I'd tell somebody to holler at your boy this morning. Amen. We have to begin to count up the cost. Some things is already given to you. The Bible says, God says, I will give you your every need. I will bless your need. If you hungry, he's going to feed you. You clothed, he's going to clothe you. Shelter, he's going to give you shelter. Amen. So the promises of God and the things of God, that's the place where our faith need to be operate in. That's the place. Now watch this. Your faith or the promises, this is what we're teaching on last Sunday, it has to equal up to the will of God. It has to equal up to God's will for God to be able to approve it, or you receive the promise of God. It has to be in God's will. So many times we get out of God's will because we have the lust. Watch this. I'm going to mess you up. The lust of the eye. Lust is what be keeping us for staying in God's will. Lust, we begin to rob Peter to pay Paul. Lust, we begin to see things because it's uncanny, because I want to prove something to somebody. I want to show somebody that God is able. I can get this here. But, baby, proving to people how you can accomplish material stuff is not proving anything to God. I'm going to say that again. Proving to people how you can get something nice in this world is not proving, my God Almighty, the things not proving itself to God. We trying to prove to people, oh yeah, get God blessing me, blessing you according to how expensive something costs. Baby, do you know it's a blessing for some of you to be walking right now because you should have been dead and gone. Y'all about to holler at your boy. Do you know it's a blessing for many of you right now that you got up this morning? It's a blessing that God kept you because you didn't know that you could have had a heart attack on yesterday. You didn't know that stroke was knocking at your door on the other day. But God kept this on. God kept everything around. Do you know you are a walking miracle? Do you know you are a walking blessing? Do you know that every, my God Almighty, that God is doing in you, you already are walking. Y'all got to hear me. So your blessing or your faith is not all into, oh, this is a nice thing. No, the nice thing that I have is what I counted up the cost, and it's what I can afford. Y'all gotta hear me. It's what I can afford. What might be nice to you might not be nice to me. It doesn't matter how much the cost may be. Y'all hear me. It doesn't matter how much the cost it may be. So we gotta understand how to get back in alignment with the operation of the correct faith. Operating faith or applying, I'm gonna use this in the proper context, applying faith in the correct manner. Amen. So income tax season come, please don't be going greasing your hands and going to these people color with nothing in your hands. These people take care of their family. These people take care. How can we just really, if you really step outside of the box, we really not being considered of these people taking care of themselves. Just like you have something, a means of income coming in your life to take care of your home, to take care of your family, to take care of yourself. Well, other people have the same means of coming into their life to take care of their home, to take care of their family. To, my God, we don't know. They probably be a good soul in a local ministry, amen. And guess what? We believe in, because of the quote unquote faith that we've been taught to take something from them. And this is how we put fragrance on there. The fragrance we'll put on there, well, by them blessing me, God gonna bless them. Yeah, God is going to bless them. That money that you're going to bring down out of your pocket to take care of whatever you need to take care of. Y'all hear me up in here. My God, you got to understand the economic system. And that's what the saints of God messing up at. And I'm telling you, I'm going to bring a national teaching dealing with biblical economics, the economic system, how the earth and the kingdom works together, how the transition works together. Amen? The economic system. Many people say you're giving to God. No, that's an incorrect economic system. You're not giving to God. I'm going to say that again. You're not. God is not coming down. You're not putting money in God's hand. You're not putting money into the heaven's hand. It's not getting set up. No. You're giving them to individuals that representing the kingdom, that is representing God, and they need financial contribution to keep the good work or the good assignment that God called them to do. So your contribution, you are saying, I believe in my ministry. I believe in my leader. I believe who God sent to do a job, so I'm going to give my contribution because it takes financial contribution to continue the work here on earth, and it depends on the style of work that you are doing. So your contribution says, Lord, I believe in this ministry, or I believe what you set before me to pour in me, as what Book of Ephesians talks about, for the upbuilding and edification of the saints. So you're sowing into your tomorrow. Y'all hear me? You're sowing into your tomorrow. So let me stay back on track. Let me get back on track. That's biblical economics, kingdom financial. biblical economics, my God, and kingdom financial principles that really we need to break down how it works here naturally and how it works, my God, also spiritually. My spirit began to squinch when I hear individual, come on, we're going to give it to God. No, you're not. You're giving it to this house. You're giving it to a godly representative. You're giving it to individuals, my God Almighty, that believe also sowing into you. Not only you sowing into them, but they also believe in sowing into you. Y'all hear me? You're giving it to individuals that is representing God, individuals that is proven, individuals that are proven that they are capable to handle the assignment. They are capable of representing God, and they in your gift or your financial offering, saying, I agree with this movement. So your gift is the agreement with the movement of what God done said. Y'all hear me? So in other words, you study and you examine the ground, and there's no doubt about you. You're just not doing it because somebody said do it. You don't study and examine the ground, and you agree with the movement of that what is going on. First of all, let's get back into the faith part. It's nothing is going to happen, number one, if you're not in the will of God. I can care less what you give or how you give it, even if you want to say, I'm giving unto the Lord. You can give whatever you want to the Lord, but God doesn't accept any and everything. Number one, he is not going to accept anything outside his will. Let me say that again. Number one, he is not going to accept anything outside his will. You might have a hard time. You might have a hard life. You might going through a transition. You might be in something down and out. Baby, let me tell you something. The first stage is getting to the will of God. That's the first stage. It's nothing no prophet could do. It's nothing no man or woman of God could do. It's nothing that we can have. We have on earth or in a school that we went to, seminary school, theology school, excuse me, school for the healing. It's nothing that we could do, my God Almighty, to help you if you out of the will of God, other than encourage you or get you back into the will of God. That's the first thing. Amen. I don't care what you do. Anything outside of the will of God, you're doing it in vain. So, in other words, God don't owe you nothing. Let me say that again. Anything that you do outside of the will of God, my God, you're doing it in vain, and God doesn't owe you what? Nothing. He don't owe you nothing when you're doing it outside of the will of God. All the promises and everything that God said and what God is going to do, he was saving it from his will, doing it in his will. What y'all better hear me. That's why he talks about the righteous. That's why he talks about the good man. That's why he talks about his sheep. Hears his voice, my God, and a stranger will not follow, because he's talking about his will. So we got to understand that. We got to understand that even faith cannot be activated without being in the will of God. You cannot activate faith. It trips me out how people, my God, how people understand you're trying to get it right. I understand that, Lord, I'm trying to help me, but God, I need this. Like we said so many times, and this is where the concept gets twisted up, like God's some type of Santa Claus. He's not a Santa Claus. In other words, basically what we saying, how do you expect God to just give you this, give you that, and you are not walking in his will? Let me say that again. How do we expect God to move this, give us this, help us with this, and we are not in the will of who? Of our Lord. We're not walking in the will. We walk in everything else until trouble hits our door. And the trouble I'm talking about, trouble that we don't interpret it here in this world. Once it hit our door, now we're all God. Somebody pray for me. Lord, I'm praying. Baby, it takes time to get into the will of the Father. First of all, you got a guard at the door. Y'all, let me tell you, and I'm going to show you this Sunday. So those ADM fam members, you on this line, you get a head start on everybody else. First of all, the will of God is just like the will of God is the entrance door or stepping into God. Let me say that again. The will of God is the entrance door, the enter door to step where? In God. You never could get in God unless you are in his will. That's the door. And my God, that's the door. It's the will of God. It's the entrance door of stepping into God. Amen. The promise of God is God's heart. So once you get in God, you still got some traveling to do to get to where? God's heart. The Bible talks about David, how David was a man after what? God's own heart. So it's a place in God that God wants you to get. Let me show you, let me break it down a little bit clearer. Watch this. Are you going to promise somebody your will? For instance, you're putting your will together. You got a will, you're putting it together, you got your house, you got your finances, you got different things on there, who you want to give it to. Amen. So now here come individuals that you never met before. You never met before. You put that individual on your own will. You say, I want to give some brother so-and-so all this. All this. Now, you got family members that have been, or people that have been by your side through thick and thin, through up and down. They've been by your side. What it looks like that you are not including them into your will. Now, here come the attorney reading off your will. They say, well, they left you nothing, but they left you something. And they're looking like, what do you mean they left us? I've been by his side or her side through thick and thin. We don't even know this man. How can this man to get some inheritance that he never entered in? He never was a part. He wasn't even part of a relationship, a family. It's some crookery. Your first thought, oh, it's some crookery stuff going on here. It's some con stuff going on in here. Well, let's flip that in the spirit realm. How can you expect God to give you his promise or release the promises of God unto you? Y'all better hear me this morning, my God Almighty. If you are not in God's will, or if you are not in God's plan, or if you do not have the heart of God, you have to attain or chase after the heart of God for you can get the promise of God released into your what? Life. Amen. You release into your life. Amen. So let's go back. Amen. So we got to get it. So now thy will. You have a God at the door. You have an angel of the Lord at the door. He's not allowed in and everybody to enter into there. He's not allowed in and everybody to enter into God. Why? Because you probably come at the door with emotion because of your situation and what you are saying. If you really understand how many, when God showed me this and took me in a vision, how many saints on the outside of him praising his name and they have not entered inside of him? Because why? I said, why is this possible that you have so many people on the outside of you and they don't realize that they are not in you or they are not in your will? He said, because even if you're on the outside of me, you can still feel my presence. And so many people, they interpret a feeling my presence or feeling me hovering over them, they interpret as if that they are in my will. You got to understand? No, no, no. He said, watch this. He said, in Book of Job, Satan was in my presence, but Satan never was in my will. Oh, y'all about to hear me up in here. Let me say that again. In the Book of Job, God broke it down, say, Satan, he was in my presence, but Satan never was in his will. Many of your brothers, you understand the story of Job, and God asked Satan, where is thou? And Satan began to commune God. Right then and there, he was in God's presence. Y'all about to hear me? But guess what? He was never in God's will because God released him out of his will to where he cannot have access to come into God's will never again. It's over. It's done. So now you got to go at the door. So all these people want to play church. Now, you play a church outside of God. You play church outside of God's will. All these people want to have one foot in on Sunday and the other foot out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all the way up to Saturday. Guess what? You're playing games outside of the will. Because the God at the door, he is a fruit inspector. Let me say that again. The God at the door is a fruit inspector. He understands what you come in there for, why you want to get into God's will, why you trying to obtain something from God. He understands every motive. He see every Mickey. He see every cranny. He know if you're authentic, if you're real, or if you're not real. He know if you're playing games because you got a court case coming up and you don't want this verdict to turn against you. Y'all better hear me. Or he know that you have been very, or you are really converted over. He's playing games. You cannot begin a process process with God. Y'all got to hear me. Or begin a journey with God. If you have not got your motives right, if you have not got things in your life right, other than we just playing games. You playing games. Why God want to start a journey with you and you know you're going to play games? Why somebody want to go put their money on you or say, let me take that out of context. Why somebody want to guarantee or why somebody want to trust that you're going to come and get them at this hour and you got a reputation that you don't show up? Or if you do show up, you're going to show up, my God, probably about when the day is over, even though you're going to say around the block. But you got a reputation that you probably won't show up. But if you do show up, it'll be so late in the day. Why does somebody want to put that, want to stop what they're doing or stop their plans for the day on somebody that cannot be accountable, that somebody that is not reliable, that is somebody that is very wishy-washy? So I got another question for you. Why God want to release his promise, or why God want to trust what you say and you come find it out that you are not reliable? Y'all about to hear me. God, I'm going to pray this month. You're not reliable in prayer. You're not reliable into the location that God assigned for you to begin to be mature, or you could begin to grow. That is your local church. You're not faithful in there. But yet, I want God to be faithful with his promise. Oh, my goodness. I want God to be faithful with the things he said. Baby, let me tell you something. You have, for what I've seen in heaven, you have not begun the journey to at the end, the Father. Amen. When Jesus, watch this, when Jesus began the journey, my God, with his Father, with the Father, and he began his journey, he began the journey after the baptism in the Jordan River. This is where God's approval came down like a dove. The Spirit of God, the Bible says that the Spirit of God came down like a dove and said, this is my beloved Son, whom I am what? Well, please, right then and there, that's where Jesus, my God, and God began to take their journey. Other than that, as an adolescent, he had to show that he's ready to do the will of the Father. How do you know that? Well, when Mary began to look for Jesus when he was an adolescent, around about the age of 12, they found him in the synagogue. They got him. They said, Jesus, what's going on? Don't you never do that. You got this going on. Y'all know how we do. You don't walk away from us. We've been looking for you. And Jesus said, my God, I'm here. Do you know that I'm here to do the will of my Father? So Jesus was already in proving stage at a very young adolescent that he's going to keep the faith. Oh, he's going to keep the faith. He's going to keep the journey. He's going to keep the job. And he is not going to allow nothing to waver him. My God, now when he got ready for the assignment and the release of God and approval of God, don't approve him. Now it's time for your journey. Amen. God came down like a dove and said, what? This is my beloved Son, whom what? Whom I am well what? Pleased. You cannot enter into the gates of God, or you cannot enter into the will of God, unless, my God Almighty, you don't been converted, or watch this, you don't been what? Born again. Oh, my God, I'm talking some old school stuff right there. My God, I'm born again. So many saints, so many people are praising God outside of his will. That's why, watch this, I'm going to make you up again, my God. That's why you could see somebody praying 1 minute in a parking lot cussing you out the next minute. My God, y'all about to hear me right there. God says, watch this, sin do what? Stay in my what? Gospel. So in other words, he said, I don't have time to bring that funky stuff up in here. I don't have time to bring that stink stuff up in here. We're going to deal with that stink stuff before it come up in here. So in other words, God still got for you in the preparation stage to enter into his what? His will. My God, my God, my God. I know this a lot this morning. He got a lot of you in preparation stage to enter into his what? His will. Amen. His will. My God, I got to end it. I'm finna get ready to end it. I know, my God, some of you are saying, oh, listen, I declare this morning that if you got moral attention, that you keep trying to straddle the fence, you don't stop, you don't straddle the fence, you get on, my God, you get on one other side, you can either be hot or cold. It's no lukewarm in the middle, amen? But I believe that this morning you're going to come all the way over into the things of God. Your mind is going to shift, your body, your everything about you is going to shift so you can begin to enter into the will of God. And once you enter into the will of God, the journey is to what? To attain the heart of God. When you attain the heart of God, now you're going to get the promise of God released into your life. Now you are eligible to have the promise of God, but it's still a process to get to the promise of God. So now God got to work on your trust issues. Oh, my God Almighty. He got to work on your trust issues. Many of you, you are living, watch this, you are living in the blessings. You are living in the blessing. The blessing stage is in between the will of God and the promise of God. Now, in the middle of it is the blessing. Because why? You've been operating whatever man saw for man given. You've been operating a certain principle. So now you are able to live in the blessings of God. You haven't even lived it. Some of us have not even stepped into the promise of God yet. You got to imagine. If you are already living in the blessings of God, imagine once you are entering into the promise of God. Y'all about to hear me? My God, Enoch, he understood, my God Almighty, that he entered into God. Once he entered into God, the Bible says he walked and talked with God. So he already, my God, entered into God. He went on to the journey of God. And God promised what? He promised us everlasting life. And God promised us everlasting life where? In heaven. He promised us everlasting life in heaven. So Enoch, he obtained the heart of God, attained the promise of God, my God, so swiftly and so quickly to where the Bible says he walked himself up in heaven. Next thing you know, he was gone and lifted up in heaven because the promise of God or God's will overtook him. Y'all better hear me. Imagine once you get into the promise of God. You might be living in your best life. You might be living in your blessing right now. But imagine, watch this, you get into the promise of God. Imagine once you get delivered, my God, for everybody don't hurt you. You get delivered. I'm not trusting people. You get delivered of everybody who don't walk on you, who don't lie on you, who don't broken your trust. You can't trust no more. I don't trust this here. Imagine when you get delivered and you can begin to trust again. You can begin to love again. You can begin, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. You can begin to walk in God's will again. Imagine when you allow God to pick up the broken pieces of your life, put it back together again. You begin to walk in trust what God said, what God promised, what God is doing. Imagine you get all that funky, that yicky, that all that thinking stuff inside of you, and you begin to be sold out for God. Imagine when your mind get renewed and your mind get converted back over to the things of God. Imagine when you can walk and love your brother because, my God, you can walk and love your brother with a happy love, not the other love, my God, that is suspicious because you think that brother is talking about you, that sister is talking about you. Imagine you can walk in harmony, not only, my God, with the Holy Ghost, but with the things of God in harmony within yourself and my God Almighty, because it's not thy will needs to be done, but it's God's will that is needs to be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God Almighty. That's why this thing is deeper than just you being saved. It's deeper than you just being saved. Or you just getting things right, or you doing things right. It's so much deeper in depthness to it. It's so much depthness to it. It's much more than, oh, you say. It's much more than, oh, okay, I'm reading my word. The devil know the word. It's much more than I'm praying right now. Prayer is a form of communication. The devil communicated with God. He in communion with God probably about every day. Imagine once you get into the area to where now I'm sold out. I'm ready to start this journey with God. I'm ready to start this journey to attain the heart of God. That way I can get the promise of God. I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody. Everybody I came across, when they make a will out to people, for people that have their heart, they have a piece of their heart. They love them. They have some type of relationship with them somewhere to where that individual attained a piece of their heart, has their heart. How can the Father give you his promise or his will if you don't even have God's heart?
My goodness.
You only must have God's heart. You're a stranger that want to show up the door. And you're ready for, you see an opportunity, or you see a handout, you're ready to get the opportunity in the handout. My God Almighty, it doesn't work like that with God. It doesn't work like that. First of all, you are not going to even must enter into the gate. Because that angel, that guarded angel that is guarding the gate is not going to even must allow you to enter in. Regardless how much crying and wailing that you do, he still is not going to allow you. That's why you have to get up, brush yourself off, and stay in the race. That's why I say the race is not given to the swift, or it's not given to the strong, but it's given to he that is ready to endure to the end. Somebody give God a hallelujah. My God Almighty, this morning, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you was on this morning, 8 a.m., y'all got a little bit of up on everybody else for Sunday because we're really going to get into this. Say to God, don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Let the favor of God take over you. Let God take over you. You don't have to go and try to rob Peter and take Paul. You don't have to go. I'm going to share this story with you of this young man, and I was sharing it on social media that he's an ex-gang member, and he just come out of a gang, and he just got his life converted. And he do this dance stuff, you know, calling on the name of Jesus, that he loved Jesus. He loved you, God. He loved God. You know, he gave a testimony the other day, ex-gang member, and it really touched my heart. He said, man, he said, I just had a couple of dollars on me, and I was so hungry. I need something to eat. And I love what this guy was saying because he never said he went back to stealing. He never said he went back to robbery. He never said he went back to selling drugs. He said, I just took a couple of dollars that I had on me. It was a couple of dollars just to get a couple of items. He didn't go and try to say, I'm going to try to get this a hustle. He said, I went to the store. He said he went to the store to get a couple of things, and he put a couple of things in his buggy. He said, this guy walked up to him. He said, hey, man, I know you. And the guy, he looked at him, he's like, man, how you know me? He said, you all over the social media. You went viral. You know, this little break, this thing that you do. He said, yeah, man, I love God. He saved my life. I love him. He said, I thank God for him. And they went began to talk. And next thing you know, the guy, they went to the cash register. The guy looked at him and said, let me pay for that. He said, let me pay for that. He didn't expect that man to do that. All he did, he said, God, I need something to eat. You make a way. And next thing you know, God made a way. Saints of God, when you're in the will of God, you don't have to make a way for yourself. The way is already made. All God just said, go. All he says, go. That's where your faith kick in now. That's where the promise of God kick in now. Because he said, I supply your all, your every. He said, I supply your every need. So if you need some food, my God Almighty, you take what you have. Get that couple of change. You get that, my God. You get what you have. Because God will take, even Jesus understood, my God, a little could turn into much with the two fishes and five loaves of bread and fed thousands. He didn't show up without nothing. He said, where is something? Give me something because I can work with. God can work with your little and stretch it out and make it much other than you coming with nothing at all. You coming with nothing at all. Amen? My God, I know that was a lot this morning. my God, and I still just scratch the surface. I still have not, my God, we're still scratching the surface with this thing. And I really thank God, my God, and you all just get on and you're just getting fed and getting poured into. This is how you get enhanced. This is how you are enhanced in the things of God. Because you're around where the word is and you're getting poured into and you're not trying to judge who giving this or who giving that. You're just constantly getting poured into. I don't care how much you know. How much you know, you don't come at the table that I know. No, no, you keep getting poured into. And as you keep getting poured into, you're going to watch your spiritual life. You're going to watch everything in your life has the capacity to get poured more into it. And God's going to keep giving it to you. Listen, I thank God for you all. We bless God for you all. I wish I could give you some more, but I'm going to stop there because after a while you get so stuffed to where you can't take in no more. If you want to be a part, I want you to come to ADM Ministry this Sunday, and I want you to come and be a part. We're going to keep ripping this word apart long as God keep us on there, and we're going to keep digging into it. So please come and be a part of ADM at the Crown Plaza Hotel, my God, at 10 a.m., my God, every Sunday, and you come and be a part with us. My God, if you're ready for, my God, non-traditional church, you want to come and be a part with us. And I'm telling you right now, all we have, the leaders of the gospel, you hear Pastor Smith, my God, almost every morning, all these different ones, these are individuals that they are sold out for God. These are individuals that loves God and they sold out for him. It's no, what you see in those Sunday morning is what you're also going to see behind the scenes. They don't got nothing to hide from you. This is who they are. And I thank God for him doing us like that. Amen. We want to see you in the house because you're ready for a change in your life. And we want to see you there. God bless you all.